Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio. The Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best-selling show!
You're listening to The Shoot.
Trust us, we're hot.
Masters of none.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the Rail. Mark Radio.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
Radio Meltdown.
It's High Society Radio.
Brainstorm Radio.
It's all about me with Halls and Rorschach.
Shy kids.
Daddy Warpus.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zunes, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Obviously, I was... never mind. I'm not going to explain it, but...
No, explain radio to Ashley.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin.
Would you mind taking Colin for a walk about 8?
Huh? That's 2,000 hours. Oh, yeah.
Now here's your host. That's Ashley, and this is...
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to a brand new episode of Antisocial Game Radio, live on morelikeradio.com, as it usually is. It's E3 this week. Yay! I was going to be more excitable than that, but I'm tired now after seeing all the stuff that we've been shown, all the trailers, the gameplay. Nintendo has something. People don't care about it, but they have something. As for Kinez, PC getting Grand Theft Auto. Yay! And it's coming to the next-gen consoles as well. Yay! There's loads of stuff that I will be getting into, later on in the show, because I've got fucking shit tons of stuff bookmarked to tell you about. Next week I'm going to do like a full recap on bits and pieces that I've missed. Also, don't forget, you probably listen anyway, don't forget anyway, let's listen to Rage Quit Radio. They're going to be covering E3 as well, and they've literally followed them on Twitter. basically they've been talking a bunch of stuff as well, and so have I, and it's all back and forth. And, you know, literally what I'm not covering, they're covering, and what they're not covering, I'm covering. And basically we're pretty much covering the same stuff. So basically follow us both on Twitter, and you can follow me on Twitter at MLR Gamer Radio. Sorry, just while I scratch my nose. And also you can email us, you want emails, you know, anything you've seen over the next past few days, next days to come, whenever you listen to this. You can email me. It's antisocialgameradio@yahoo.co.uk. Also, join a Facebook group. Get yourself in there, you lazy bastards. Facebook.com/group/MLRGamerLobby. And also, as I said last week, I'm changing how I sort of do the Facebook group and the page, which is Facebook.com/AntisocialGamerRadio. All the trailers and stuff like that will be on the Facebook page, and any sort of discussion. That's where you discuss your Russian. Any discussion will be done in the Facebook group, because I've got ideas for topics and stuff, and I've got so much shit going on inside my head. And I'm drinking again, which helps. Thanks, Kevin. Made me an alcoholic, you bastard. Practicing alcoholic. Get yourself in all the groups, the Facebook group, the chat, you know. Get in the chat right now. You should be listening. It's, you know, we go live at 9 p.m. UK time, and we also go, which is basically same time. It's 4 p.m. Eastern. So I'll let you sort of work out the time and distance. What am I thinking about TARDIS? Get yourself in the chat, you lazy fucks. But yeah, I say E3 is this week. There's loads of stuff coming out: gameplay, trailers, announcements, just so much. Literally. I feel like fucking crazy eyes from Orange is the New Black. It's just so much stuff. Good stuff, bad stuff, stuff that's, I don't know. It's weird. I mean, I've got a sort of community question for next week, which is going to be, one sec, I've got it literally written down on my iPod. Give me a second. There we go. Nope, wrong one. Sorry, just looking for the notepads on the thing. Here we go. Does prettier graphics make next gen, or make games next gen, or is it the titles? Because I mean, I'm looking at stuff that we've seen so far. I mean, we've got. I'll go into what I've been playing in a few seconds. I just want to get this idea buzzing through your head as you listen to me drone on for the next 2 hours. I'm seeing like loads of stuff that's games that we've had on previous generation, but it looks. But now we're getting new versions of it, sort of. Go with me on this. I mean, we have games like Grand Theft Auto 5, which you can get on the 360, the PlayStation 3, and, you know, now it's coming to the PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. Does that make it a next-gen title? I mean, to be honest, it looks really amazing on 360 and PS3. But it's like, you know, does it make it a next-gen game with it, now that it's on the next-gen consoles? And, I mean, we're getting a whole bunch of stuff that's been redone, like, pushing the Super HD button for the PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. You know, like the Metro series. A whole list of this shit somewhere written down. But, yeah, I mean, we're getting a whole bunch of stuff that's coming that we've had on previous gens, which is being redone for this. You know, we've got Abe's Odyssey that's coming out as well, and... You know, that sort of stuff. But, I mean, I wonder, it's like... I mean, I'm looking at the new Assassin's Creed Unity, and it looks really nice. But I'm saying, like, is it a next-gen game, or is it just basically another game in the sequel that's... You know, what makes a next-gen game is basically what I'm asking. I mean, I'll post this in the group later once I finish the show tonight. But it's like, it makes me wonder. It's like, can we class the new Assassin's Creed as a next-gen game, even though it's on the next-gen system? I mean... Does it? I mean, is it going to play exactly the same? I mean, that's what I'm sort of wondering. It's like, is it just another carbon copy of what we already got, but the graphics are a bit prettier, you know? But I mean, I'll post this in the group. I'll say again, Facebook.com. Facebook.com/group/MLRGamerLobby. Get yourself in there. I'd love to know your thoughts. I'll go into some stuff first before I go into what I've been playing, because I've been playing one or two things, but this is usual shit. But I've been going more and more in depth into it. Don't forget, we have the live event, which is in about 60 days. I'm not counting, as you can tell. August 9th at Just Jake's, 30 Park Street in Montclair, New Jersey, going from, I think it's like 1 o'clock till 4, possibly till 5. I mean, we got, you know, it's going to be a great event. It's a big charity event for Otto Peterson, who died, sadly, you know, a few weeks ago. get out to support him, his family. Donations are plenty we need. You know, we've got plenty of comics. You know, Punchy's doing a stand-up. Conti and Kenny. Kenny, I'm looking forward to seeing, because I've met Conti. He's the best fucking guy in the world. Kenny, I haven't met him yet, but I'd love to. He's really funny as well. Dave Satzik, one of the best impressionists I've ever seen. And Dan DiMarino. I haven't heard his stuff, but literally, I mean, everyone else has been talking about him, so fucking the guy's got to be good. And we've got like a 50-50 raffle, auctions. There's a cover band from the Bergen County College. Listen, people, you got to get yourself down there. I mean, I'm flying across the fucking world. I literally am. Boy, my arm's tired. But no, get yourself down there. I mean, Sean from Hippo Juice, he's told me he's going, which I'm looking forward to because Dee's going as well. And so basically we'll get some weird photos, just like her standing between the six, well, I'm 6'4" and he's 6'7", giants. We're the twin towers of MLRs. I need to get myself a small plane. And I've got a pet monkey and a little Barbie doll. We need to do some pictures. I've got so many ideas for memes. But yeah, so, you know, Sean turns up, you know, me, him and Dee, we just take some pictures together. You know, little D, you know. It'd be fun. But yeah, so get yourself down there, because literally everyone who's everyone is going. It's going to be that sort of thing. But yeah, I mean, I can't wait for this event. I fucking am counting the days. I'm like, get out the fuck out of this. I'm going to get the fuck out of this country. I'm going to go see my friends. I'm going to have some food drinks. And I can't wait to get back to the States. I just sort of boring my bollocks off in this country at the moment. It's warm and boiling and my skin is melting and it's too bloody hot, really. But, you know, probably going to be the same when I go to America. Usually a fucking heat wave or something. But, yeah, so live event, 9th of August. Get yourself there. It's for a great cause. And going to see a whole lot of the hosts in the show, the stand-up. And it's going to be a really great afternoon. And, you know, bring a camera. I want to take, last year I took a few pictures. I mean, I didn't get a picture with Mersh, which would have been great. I mean, there was some group shots where we were in together. But, you know, there's other people I want to get pictures with. I mean, John's going and Sean's going. And, you know, I just want pictures with as many people as I can. You know, just to prove I've got some worth in life. How sad is that? No, literally, bring your camera, bring your money, donate, take plenty of pictures. You know, it's going to be a really fun event. And literally, wherever it is in the world you're listening to, if you're in America, you have no excuse. I'm giving you plenty of notes. There's literally 2 months to go, 60 days, exactly, because I counted. What did I get in maths? A C or something? But no, literally, it's going to be a really fun event, and we want to see you. You know, we want to see our listeners. I want to see my listeners. Getting down there, get involved. It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah, I'll go into what I've been playing, which is Watch Dogs. I did my Pokemon stuff. You know, that's usual shit. 3-5 IVs, whatever. You know, push that to one side. I have played something else. I'll go into, this sort of ties back to what I said earlier anyway. I think outside the box again. But yes, Watch Dogs. I have sort of given up on doing all the stuff that's out in the world to do. I mean, I've done all the I finished all the the hideout missions where you got to take all the gangs out. I've done all that. I've done 40 of the they're the sort of car heist missions where you've got to the sort of job missions for the doing vehicles. I've done all them. And I got my, because it's like a good and bad meter. I got that down. Well, it was pretty much in the dark, in the red zone, which is anarchist. It's sort of the bad area you don't want to be. And I'm sort of working my way, trying to get it up to the good area. So I've sort of done all the car missions because I've literally been sort of killing people all left and right. But yeah, I've sort of done all that. I've done various XP point checks, and I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff like items and collectibles and missions that you need to do. Like, you know, sort of not. Just sort of XP-based missions, which I will sort of take care of when I can be asked, really. I'm not that fussed about doing them. There's guides popping all over YouTube about where to go to these locations to do, like, the QR codes and some of these other objectives. So I'm like, okay, I'll take care of that when I get around to it. I'm not bothered at the moment. There's... there's like an exclusive mission that I've got. I think that's to do with how I pre-ordered it or got the PlayStation 4 bundle, or I don't know. I'll have a look at it when I can be asked, but I'm saying there's no rush of me trying to do this stuff at the moment, because literally, I mean, there's nothing else that's coming out that I want to play on my PlayStation 4 for a couple of months, we'll say. I mean, there's bits and pieces here and there, but nothing major in the pipeline at the moment. But yeah, I have been doing the main story now, sort of working my way through that. I'm on Act 2. I'm sort of a quarter of the way through it. It's very good. I'm sort of not whizzing through the story. I mean, there's bits and pieces that are making sense that I'm paying attention to, but I'm just having so much fun. And that's basically what this game is. It's a giant sandbox where you can have shit tons of fun with people. I have another swig of beer. But yeah, I mean, there's no real rush to do anything. It's all at your own pace. Because I was worried that when I got past the 40 sort of missions that I had to do in the vehicles, where it was like, you know, chasing down a target or following a car to download this code and then take the car out, it's like, I thought they would be done, but there's like, you can keep doing them and doing them, because basically your maximum level that you can be as your character is 50. It was quite good once I'd done a certain, because basically all the stuff that I was doing was sort of stuff you sort of would do later in the game once you'd unlocked and learned how to do stuff. But as I was pretty good with it and just sort of picked it up straight away, I sort of did all these bonus missions that got me a shit ton of XP. I mean, I was sitting on about, because once you get, once you level up, you get experience points and stuff like that. I mean, I was sitting on a good load of, I think 30 or 40, possibly. It was a decent number of experience sort of points, orbs, whatever. I mean, I just sort of literally, once it unlocked the second tier, I was like, okay, yep, just put your point into this, and I sort of filled up. I think I've done the hacking, and I've done a bit of the driving. Yeah, mostly I've done all the hacking and the driving. And I think I've got like the combat stuff, which I was going to focus on next. And then after that, it's the crafting, which I'm not too fussed because I haven't really used any of the stuff I've crafted. I mean, I did sort of have a little mess around with a whole bunch of the stuff when I was doing one of the missions, and then just sort of had to remake a load of new items. But there's nothing really major to do when it comes to that sort of stuff. But yeah, it is quite fun. And I'm having literally so much fun with this game. It's a really good game. And it's worth picking up, I'd say. You know. But yeah, doing some, most of the story stuff, and yeah, it's good. It's flying pretty well. I mean, basic thing is, you know, the story is your niece was killed in this car accident after you did this job in Chicago at the Chicago Stadium. It doesn't even say what stadium, but the stadium in Chicago. And then yeah, your niece is killed, and you have to get revenge, and you're trying to find out all these bits and pieces, and your sister's sort of trying to deal with it. And your nephew, he's sort of broken. He's not really talking to anyone. It's sort of like a broken family sort of thing. But yeah, I've been sort of criticising my opinion on this about have I thought that Aiden Pierce is a great character. He is a really good character. He is literally, I mean, he's very typical, the anti-hero. He'll do the shitty jobs because they have to be done, and basically no one else is going to do it. When it comes to sort of all the missions and stuff, it's, you know, go here, do that. I mean, one of the missions, I had to sort of sneak into this this little office by this by with the river, and there was like a bunch of guards there, which I took out pretty easily. The grenade launcher is the best weapon in the game. When you're doing like missions where you got to follow someone and take someone out, then you get attacked by all these backup. Literally, all you got to do is whip out your grenade launcher and just literally fucking aim it at them, and their cars blow up. It's so much fun. But yeah, and it was like the guy's lying on the floor. You'd sort of beaten him up and got the information that you needed to finish the mission. And it was like you walk away, and I'm like, he's still there. There's like, can I kill him? So I pulled out my gun and I shot him in the head. And he, like, you know, he died, and it came up saying that it was like a sort of negative aspect, you know, you committed homicide and stuff. So I was like, okay, I'll go back, because I wanted to play it as a good character. And then, because basically, I'll explain some stuff in a second, I'm sort of thinking out loud. But yeah, I sort of, you know, I reset my where I was, and sort of, you know, just did it again. You know, gone back to, you know, after we just interrogated this guy and he's lying on the floor, I just walked away. I didn't bother killing him. I just sort of left him. So I don't know if that's going to have consequences later on in the game. It'd be nice if it did, you know, if it sort of thought that way. But yeah, I mean, when you get to so far in the reds of your, you know, good or bad meter, you get the, there's like news reports that pop up. I mean, I was literally sort of, because it's nice how digital the city is, how it's technologically advanced. I mean, because you've got bus stops that have TVs on, and there's like walls that have TVs on, and basically you're walking around, if you like pretty much an anarchist, the reports will pop up with your picture. It says, yes, beware of this guy, and literally all the people around you, they get like little triangles above their heads, which sort of like the way Metal Gear Solid with the exclamation mark, that sort of stuff. And then basically a little yellow line will go around it, and it says, yeah, okay, they're going to recall you to the police. So basically you need to sort of get the hell out of their sort of line of sight, otherwise the police are going to be on you. And the police aren't that hard to get away from. I mean, I'm actually doing better with the police and the chases now that I have unlocked a lot of the driving stuff. I mean, I've unlocked the steam pipe, which is quite fun. It's tricky as well, because I was doing one of these sort of driving missions, and I was on a bike. It was fucking hard. I was on a bike, and I was trying to get away from all these. I was basically trying to get this bike to this location, because it was one of those hot bikes or something. And it basically just sort of said to me, you know, get to here to there. And but it was literally, I'm on a bike in the middle of like the shittiest part of the map, which is top left hand corner. It's like it's sort of very forest town sort of thing, sort of in the wilderness, that sort of place. Because literally there's no fast travel location to it whatsoever, so you're gonna have to like literally jump on your bike or car and drive all the way around, because it's sort of winding roads and mountains and stuff, and it's a long winding path, and it's very annoying. But yeah, I had to sort of get out of there and lose the people who were chasing me. I mean, some of the ones where I'll get chased were actually quite fun, because it's sort of like I do a double back on them and hide somewhere, and basically when they were sort of looking the other way, sort of drive really fast in the opposite direction and basically go to where I need to be. But yeah, I mean, it's a pain though, because I mean, I did try for several of these ones when you're being chased. It's, you know, I tried to take out all the enemies that were sort of that were sort of trying to hunt me down. So basically, I got out of my car with a grenade launcher, started blowing up all their cars, but then the sort of more started appearing on my map. So it was like basically they're being replaced. So it's like, okay, I can't really destroy all these vehicles because they just keep getting replaced and replaced and replaced. But yeah, I mean, it's a really fun game. It's very solid. The story's great. I mean, what to say about the characters? I love it's sort of the interaction they have with themselves. I mean, it's like they'll scratch their own face, and you know, Aiden will adjust his hat, or you know, they look around, and you know, they have actual movement. They're not, you know, stock stick figures that just sort of stand there and do nothing. They actually, you know, they're developed, not as in personal story development. I'm talking about, you know, you're standing chatting to someone, your nose will itch, you know, I'm scratching my nose now, there's an example, which is pretty shit on the radio. But yeah, I mean, you know, they'll just talk and scratch themselves, and it's like, you know, they'll just do what normal people do. And basically that's what's quite fun about seeing this sort of stuff, how they, you know, they just move around, their mannerisms. People went nuts when, you know, it's like characters were blinking, like, you know, their eyes moved and stuff like this. And, you know, it's very simple stuff, but it just sort of excites a lot of people. And this, you know, the way the characters are, you know, they're just being people. They're not being average computer game generic characters that just, you know, talk. And I mean, you know, go back to the original Metal Gear Solid, how, you know, pixelated and shitty graphics that was looking for the characters compared to, you know, stuff like Uncharted. And, you know, I say Uncharted, you know, I always talk about this because it's quite funny. Nate and Sully get off the plane in, I think, Dubai. This is in Uncharted 3. And then Sully or Nate makes a joke about sort of gay marriage and stuff. And then Nate goes to grab Sully's hand. It's like that. It's the funniness of it. It's how characters interact with each other, and they'll do stuff that us people will do as a natural thing. You know, as I say, you keep going back to scratching ourselves. But yeah, I mean, it's really fun. You know, I recommend it. Pick it up. It's been out a few weeks. But yeah, it was weird. I was actually thinking today at work, I was like, wow, it's been like 3 weeks since the Pokemon Nationals, and 3 weeks since I've had my PlayStation 4. It's quite nice. But yeah, I mean, now that we have E3 and stuff, there's a whole bunch of games coming out, which I'll talk about in a second. There's one more thing that I have been playing. I picked up Flow. And now this is, you know, people know what I'm talking about. This was a game that came out on the PlayStation 3. Sort of use your controller. No idea why I'm reaching for my iPod. Because my controller's on the other side of the room. But yeah, it's basically you use your controller, you move your controller around, and it moves the actual character on screen. And it is a really fun game. I think I sort of turned off my PlayStation when I shouldn't have, because it's sort of the save that I had sort of disappeared. But I'm not that fussed, because it's literally, it's not a game for focus and thought. It's a game for just sort of easy movement and freedom, because basically you play this sort of like a plankton or something, and then you get to eat it's sort of like a microbe or something, like a small fish basically, and you eat these other bits and pieces and you grow bigger, like it's sort of what Snake was. People remember, you know, how old's my audience? People remember Snake on the phones back in the old 90s, and you know, 15 years ago, you know, the snake would eat something and grow bigger. It's that basically, and what you eat depends on how you grow, what you look like. And then you just keep going and going and going until you've completed how your whatever will look like. And then there's more and more creatures that you can play. It's not never ending, but yeah, it's really fun. You know, and it's weird. It goes back to what I said about having games on, you know, previous consoles that are coming to the current gen stuff. You know, whether it's needed or not. But yeah, it's. It's a lot of fun. It really is. And I'm having tons of fun with it. I mean, I'm looking forward to more stuff coming out from PlayStation 4, because, I mean, I'm bored of pretty much everything I've got. I mean, I haven't played Metal Gear Solid in a little while. I mean, I've sort of been just... I mean, that's the thing. I'm saying I'm thinking about stuff that's coming out on, you know, the next-gen stuff. But it's just... It's weird. It's like all these great games that I want to play... you know, but they're already out on current stuff. Do I really need to sort of, you know, buy it again? Sort of one of my little wonders with everything. Here we go. Yeah, so because look, you know, it's not that cool for you. GTA 5, this is from CVG. It's going to be a sort of news heavy show, because pretty much there's no real topic, because the topic is E3. So basically, I'm literally going through every article I have, which is a hell of a lot. I think I must have got like 40 or 50 articles. So strap in, kids. It's going to be a fun and a long one. But yeah, here we go from CVG. GTA 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC versions confirmed for fall 2014 release. Rockstar's much-rumoured update finally announced. Sony has Sony has officially confirmed the next-gen version of GTA 5. The PC... Help if I scroll down the page. The PlayStation 4 version of the game will be released in autumn 2014. Sony's Andrew House announced during the PlayStation holders' E3 press conference on Monday. Which, I mean, I'll go through what I've... That's a sidebar for a second, because I literally want to talk about this. I watched half of each conference. I started to watch a lot of the Xbox One, but it's literally, I mean, so I fucking literally pushed a button on the controller and it took off where I was, because it was when I went to watch it and it was like the 7-hour version, so it was like 4 hours of just the same old messages on screen, you know, keep watching for such and such, and then it started and it was actually really good, and I sort of watched the first sort of 40 minutes. But yeah, I mean, there's like a bunch of stuff going on here and there. And, you know, it's basically sort of pressed the wrong button and I lost it. Then I went back to watching it and it was like blocky and just sort of rigid and stiff. And it was like the footage wasn't any good at all. So basically I sort of thought, fuck it, I'll just watch the trailers. So I did. I went and watched a whole bunch of trailers and I posted them on the Facebook page. But yeah, I'm having... sort of problems watching the conferences this year. It's just, I mean, I was watching, was it Phil Spencer, the new guy for head of Xbox? The guy is so stiff. It's, you know, you're, I mean, listen, you're listening to me right now. I'm literally, I'm, you know, what's the fucking term? Shooting off the dome? I don't know. But no, I'm literally sort of talking and chatting away to you, and, you know, it's all free flowing. It's, I'm not reading from a script. You know, with them, it's literally, they've got their earpiece in, they're being told what to say. They've got no, I mean, I'm enthusiastic about games, which is why I do the show. Otherwise, I wouldn't fucking do it. Otherwise, it'd be pointless. But it's like, they have no enthusiasm for what they're talking about. It's like, otherwise, if you did, you wouldn't need the headset. I mean, I was watching part of the Ubisoft conference with Aisha Taylor. And, you know, she's a natural for this. I mean, yeah, she's a comedian, actress. She can do that sort of shit. And she could also have LeBron James's hairline, but that's another matter. But yeah, it's like she's actually good when it comes to sort of talking about this sort of stuff. You know, she can, you know, but the other guys, these suits are just so rigid and stiff. It just makes me laugh. I mean, I was like, because I haven't really watched much of the conferences, because I mean, I haven't watched the Nintendo one yet, but I've got bits and pieces of information from them, but I watch it when I get a chance, because I know where it is on YouTube, and I'll watch it later. Because literally, I mean, I've got a whole bunch of stuff to watch this weekend for conferences. EA's one I want to watch, and Ubisoft. I watched Ubisoft yesterday. I sort of skipped through most of it, because it was only about an hour long anyway, and all it was pretty much trailers, so, and some gameplay footage. But yeah, I mean, I sort of skipped most of the Nintendo, skipped most of the Microsoft stuff, because literally it was just trailers, and it was good. And they actually said, we're going to focus on games, and I'm like, okay, that's nice. That's what you should be focusing on, not the fucking Kinect, which, from what I saw, didn't get a mention, which was nice. I mean, Ubisoft did some bullshit with fucking Just Dance. Fuck that shit. But I mean, I'm thinking stuff like, what am I thinking? The Nintendo one I've got to watch. The PlayStation one I haven't watched yet, but I do want to, because supposedly they were making a jab at the Kinect, and anyone who makes a jab at the Kinect is a fan in my book. But yeah, I'll watch that one over the weekend with the Nintendo one, because literally, once I finish this show, it'll be straight to bed for me. But yeah, I mean, there's other stuff I want to watch. I need to watch the EA stuff. But I mean, it does come back to what I've been saying for a while, and you regular listeners will know what I say about the conferences. We don't need them. Nintendo has realised this. All you need to do is put out trailers. I mean, I there was some post on, I think it was Kotaku, about what they thought of the Microsoft press conference. And I said, well, can they stop putting people on stage to play these games who aren't playing these games? Because no fucker up there is playing the game. Nobody wants to. I mean, Nintendo did this a little while ago. And, you know, they actually did. I mean, Miyamoto went on stage and played, what the hell was it? Sacred Sword? No, what's that? Not Sacred Sword. That's a Pokemon move. Shit. Oh, Pitfall Harry's in the chat. Hello, mate. It says, yeah, they're stiff because they close their eyes and picture that line of cane. Yeah, of course. So would I. Yeah. Harry makes a good point. He says, yeah, but if there's no award shows and conferences, how's Olivia Munn going to make a buck? Well, isn't she fucking Chris Pine at the moment? God, she's such a talentless cunt. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it's like they get up there and it's like, yeah, I mean, there was this thing when I think it was Gears of War 2 came out. I think they were moaning that somebody was playing it and it wasn't playing it because the Xbox controller was up there and it was the light was spinning around because it was trying to find where it was supposed to be. Like, it was trying to find its thing. It's like, we know you don't, I don't need you lot to play. I don't need to see you on stage playing this game. Just show me the game. I mean, I know everything. Until the game comes out, it's still in development. I don't mind that. I mean, shit, Arkham Knight, that's coming out next year. Still in development, still working on it. The games are going to crash. I want you to show me what you think we need to see. Because, I mean, it's a pain in the ass that, you know, if it doesn't end up like that. But I'm like, you know, don't put some random idiot on stage and make him pretend he's playing a game, because he's going to look like a fucking prick. and it's a waste of time. You're wasting putting someone on stage, just and you're making the conferences longer. And sorry, I'm staring out the window. Oh, she's nice too. But yeah, I mean, I it pisses me off with this sort of shit. It's like you don't need to put some useless prick on the stage just to you know, to prove, I don't know, that the game's playable. It's like, well, people are going to play it on the show floor. Just show us a trailer, show us some gameplay that actually works, you know, and we're fine. I mean, these things piss me off, they really do. I mean, because however hours they've planned and scripted to do this thing, I mean, because all the Call of Duty stuff is all scripted, but I mean, the new Call of Duty looks amazing. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. But yeah, so I'll go back to what I was saying. Sorry, I was just a little rant over. But yeah, PlayStation 4 version will be released in autumn 2014. Yeah, read that bit. Sorry. In a later announcement, developer Rockstar went on to add the Xbox One and PC versions to the lineup. This is GTA 5 for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC will take full advantage of the power of the next generation system to deliver the ultimate open world experience. That's what the studio says. Okay, is there any more to this? Because and basically, all these articles that I've got literally sort of simple mini paragraphs because they're all out there and they haven't had a chance to do a write-ups yet, which is basically what I'll be stealing for next week. But yeah, I mean, this is a short gameplay video shown during the Sony conference, which I've posted on the Facebook group, on the Facebook page. Offered a glimpse of what appears to be a vastly enhanced visuals with improved lighting effects, reflections, and added environmental detail. House also confirmed that players of the last gen versions of GTA Online, both on PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, will be able to transfer their full online progress to the PlayStation 4. To PlayStation 4. Okay, hang on. Sorry, both PlayStation 3 and Xbox, we have to transfer their full online progress to the PlayStation 4. Does that mean I can transfer all the shit that I had from my Xbox 360 onto PlayStation 4? I don't think that's going to work, to be honest. That would be nice if it did, because I've got like a nice house that we got how many millions that we got free because of all the big delays and shit. God, that is so weird. The fact that, you know, the game has been out for nearly a year and it's just coming out to the next gen. It's coming onto the next gen systems now and it's probably still not even finished yet. Still, you know, I mean, not just I don't have the game, so I wouldn't know about the heists and all that sort of stuff. Because I've seen bugger all in the news recently, so I have no clue if it's up or not. The remake will feature across-the-board graphics and technical improvements to deliver a stunning new level of detail. Increased draw distances, finer texture details. Yeah, that great scene where... Trevor's fucking that girl. Denser traffic, that'd be nice. And enhanced resolutions all work together to bring a new life to the cities, towns, deserts, oceans of Rockstar North's epic reimagining of Southern California. Now, I don't know. I mean, I want to pick it up because it's going to look very nice on my shelf standing next to all the other games that I've got. But it's like, I've already beaten it once and I tried to beat it again, but then my Xbox took a shit. I don't know if I should. I might. I mean, it depends what they're going to charge for this as well. I don't think they've got a price on this article, but I will... Oh, if I can just... There we go. Scroll down the page. I can't see any price, so I don't know. Other enhancements will include new wildlife. That'd be nice. Upgraded weather and damage effects. Upgraded weather. Does that mean we get, like, snow? Yeah, that'd be nice. In Southern California. And an array of new details to discover. According to the firm, GTA Online, the multiplayer portion of the game, will also see several updates. All new content and gameplay created since the launch of the game. Sorry, includes an extensive array of new jobs, an arsenal of new weapons, scores of new vehicles, new properties, and player customizations. The PC version will get exclusive video editor features designed for advanced movie making, as was in the case with GTA 4. Pre-orders will start today, so basically get your pre-orders in. But yeah, both PC and next-gen versions have been heavily tipped via numerous reports and premature retailer listings since the games... Yeah, so basically, you know, we've known the PC version's coming out, we just had to wait, and we had to... it's coming out when, you know, the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 version's coming out. Where is... There's something I wanted to talk about. Okay, that's... Here we go. Yeah. Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, coming to the PlayStation 4 in 2015. I mean, I'm looking forward to this. I mean, I watched the trailer, and the trailer's in the Facebook group. It's not much of a trailer, because it's literally, it's a cutscene, whatever. But yeah, I'll read the article first before I go into it. Sony's PlayStation 4 Uncharted game has been revealed at Sony's E3 2014 press conference as Uncharted 4, A Thief's Story. Sony chose Naughty Dog's next title as the game to close the show after a mammoth conference that spanned 2 full hours. Somebody get me some popcorn. This is the time I still decide to stop eating sweets and stuff before I go to the States. A briefer teaser trailer for the game was shown, running on PlayStation 4, which showed an impeccable high-definition Drake waking up and beginning a journey around a rather bleak environment as a conversation between Drake and Sully played out in the background. They're getting together for one last job. Will it be the last Uncharted, do you think? I'm going to say this is going to be the last Uncharted game. I am hoping I am wrong. I really am hoping I'm wrong. But the way the stuff is going over at Naughty Dog, this could be the last fucking any game they'd make. But yeah, it's basically, literally, Drake wakes up on a beach. He's literally soaking wet. There's a gun. He picks it up. And he walks into the wilderness like fucking Kevin Costner in Field of Dreams. But yeah, it's going to be good. I mean, it's going to be good. It's Uncharted. I mean, they've never done anything wrong. And I'm looking forward to playing it. It's Uncharted. And if this is the last one, then they better make sure that it's all spit and polished and clean. And, you know, I've got a feeling we're going to get a delay on this thing anyway. But it says coming in 2015. There's no specific release dates. We'll wait and see. I mean, trust, I think this could be like next Christmas, like next October, next November. If it is, that's good. It gives them extra time to sort of, you know, work on it and make it look nice. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun. Okay, what we got next? Here we go. No, I'll go into this later. I'll do the main bits and pieces now. I'm sort of going through my list of stuff that I've got. I've got like main news, which isn't to do with E3, which I'll talk about later. Let's do some Nintendo stuff. Let's get them out of the way, because actually their conference was... Well, conference, their video thing was today. That game X that was on the Wii U that we all know about is now called Xenoblade Chronicles X, coming in 2015. Monolith Soft's game has been given a name. Nintendo revealed the name of for the new project at its E3 digital event on Tuesday, which is today. The Monolith Entertainment developer title was previously slated for release in 2014. But yeah, Nintendo has revealed the name for the open world RPG at its E3 digital event. Yeah, I read that bullshit. Sorry. Yes. Oh, they got the little fact sheet. Oh, lovely. That's nice. Makes it easier. Yeah, previous trailers showed the game's combat system, which is meant to be an expanded and polished version of the one found in Xenoblade Chronicles. Yeah, this makes me wonder, right? If this is like a sequel, rather, to Xenoblade... I've never heard of the game. I think I have heard of the game, but I've never played it. Why didn't people pick up on this shit earlier? But yeah, this is... fact sheet, here we go. A terrible intergalactic war leaves just a handful of Earth survivors trying to live in a beautiful yet hostile environment. Players engage in battles against powerful creatures of all forms and sizes using the deep battle system that builds on the triumph of Xenoblade Chronicles for the Wii. That's probably why I haven't heard it, because it's on the Wii. And I don't have one, but my old man has one. Riding and controlling a weaponized mech, players can explore every inch of the massive open world displayed in the gorgeous high-definition graphics. The world is filled with strange and imaginative creatures, from small bugs to giant dinosaurs. As characters improve in different classes, they will learn new combat and defensive skills or arts. Oh, I hate the fucking art bullshit. That's like with... one of the Tales games that... One I didn't like. Tales of the Abyss. Yeah, there we go. That was it. Players can customize the arts palette as their character learns new arts. All arts have a recast time. Once cast, the player must wait out a cooldown period. Literally, if you've played any MMO, you know what the fuck I'm on about. Players can customize everything about their main character's appearance, including height, gender, shape, skin color, voice, tattoos, and, you know, fucking who knows what. What else we got? Let's have a look. We got a new Pokemon trailer. It showed off what we're getting in Ruby and Sapphire. It's basically, you know, what we had in the original Ruby and Sapphire, but now in 3D. It looks lovely, and I don't know. I think I've got some stuff on it. Let's have a look. Because I don't want to bore you lot down with all my Pokemon stuff. Here we go. I'll get this out of the way. Also got a release date as well, which is important to mention. It's going to be launched on November 21st. I think it's like a global thing. Nintendo revealed the date for the upcoming 3DS reboots at its digital... Fuck off with digital bullshit. The company also shared the names of its two cover Pokemon, Primal Groudon and Primal Kyogre. The new forms are the result of Primal Reversion, a new transformation which comes from the energy of extreme environments. What else is on this article? Let's have a look. Here we go. Nintendo's description of the monsters. Primal Groudon is brimming with energy, which pours from its body as magma. The magma burns at such an extreme temperature that its body is always shimmering ruby red from the haze of its heat, giving off light in the darkness. Although Primal Reversion, Primal Groudon becomes much larger and adds fire type to its ground type. I love that. Because I've been listening to a bunch of Pokemon podcasts all week, and they were talking about the fact that, you know, Groudon is the one of the best fire, non-fire types in the game. Now it's got its own sort of mega evolution and is now a fire type, which it should have been in the first place. Because, you know, fire and earth makes land and shit, whatever. To its ground type, raising the power of fire type moves it can learn. Primal Reversion greatly boosts Primal Groudon's attacks. Its ability may get the boost during this epic transformation. Because it's like a mega revolution. Primal Kyogre, a water type Pokemon, is awash with energy that spills from its body as seawater. It's blue again, yeah, whatever, Sapphire, yes. Primal's Reversion greatly boosts Primal Kyogre's special attack. Its ability also seems to get a boost, although this information cannot yet be confirmed. Primal Kyogre is massive, growing to be more than twice of Kyogre's size. I'm looking forward to using these, to be honest. And if they transfer to, what the fuck is it? Well, I don't know, see, that's the thing. Would they be able to transfer over to, X and Y? Maybe. The original Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire were released on the Game Boy Advance in 2012 and marked the third generation of the series. Taking place in the Hoenn region, the games introduced 137 new Pokemon and featured double battles, Pokemon abilities for the first time. Pokemon Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire are a fresh take on the Ruby and Sapphire games, which launched in 2012. For the rest of the world. Fan favourites on the Game Boy Advance system. Well, they were the only Pokemon games on the Advance system because it was, you know, what led to having to have remakes Red and Blue, you know, and Gold and Silver. But yeah, I say, put new Pokemon. It's going to be good. I'm going to buy one of them, at least one of them, when it comes out anyway. I know, I mean, it's more Pokemon. I'm sort of okay with what I'm doing now, and when it comes out and it'll be playable and whatever. It's the same shit basically we've already got. I mean, I've got no main interest in it, to be honest, because I already have every single Pokemon. Whatever. But no, here we go. Super Smash Brothers for the 3DS has been dated as well. Home consoles and portable versions will let players fight with Mii characters. Nintendo has announced a Super Smash Bros. For Wii U and 3DS release date of October 3rd for the portable version of the game. I love that. I mean, I know E3 is going on, but you could at least pay some attention. I'll read it again. So Sony has announced a Super Smash Bros. For Wii U and 3DS release date of October 3rd for the portable version of the game. Right. Why did you say the Wii U? Just say fucking 3DS. Dumbasses. And the title, the headline's title 3DS. I swear these people are so thick. The home console version of the game, home version will launch holiday 2014. The company said during its E3 digital event. So I'm going to guess early November. I think that's when it's going to come out. Considering that October is when, you know, it's coming out on the 3DS. I mean, I'm still not too sure if I'm going to get this or not. Several people have talked to me and said about buying it, but I'm like, I've never played one before. I don't really want to put down money on a game that has been out for several generations of consoles, and, you know, I don't know. But yes, what was I saying? The game will let players fight with Mii characters, which have been redesigned specifically for Smash Brothers. There is a brawling class which fights empty-handed. Sword fighters are weapon masters, while gunners use projectiles. Characters will also have four special moves from 12 template characters. This internet's so shit today. Completes with classic players from Super Smash Bros. Series, along with new characters like Mega Man, Little Mac, or newly announced Paloetta, the Goddess of Light from Kid Icarus Games. I don't know, I never played it. For the first time, players can even compete as their own Mii characters, which has been happening with... when I watch the Sidemen do their videos of like Formula 1 F1 race stars, they use their avatars as characters. Let's see what difference that is. Use a variety of control methods during the high-energy and action-filled battles, including Nintendo GameCube controllers... long-time controller of choice for the hardcore Super Smash Brothers players. Customized movesets when playing locally or online with friends. Connect with Ambio for added fun. Don't know. I've never played, so I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about. Experience the beauty of Super Smash Brothers for Wii U in stunning HD, first of the series. Fight against friends and family, blah, 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 blah. Usual bullshit. It's Smash Brothers. It's a party game. Everyone get together and beat the fuck out of each other. What else? I mean, it's going to be fun. If you like it, you like it. If you don't, whatever. Here we go. Yeah. Nintendo with the Hyrule Warriors. They get a release date as well. And basically seems what Nintendo's doing, to be honest. Zelda-themed Dynasty Warriors spin-off coming in September. Hyrule Warriors, game developed by Tecmo Koei and Team Ninja, has been released, given a release date for the Wii U. So here we go. Yeah, the game will arrive across North America retail and on eShop from September 26th. Nintendo announced during their digital events, the corporation also announced that Zelda and Midna will be playable characters in the action spin-off. But yeah, it's Hyrule Warriors. There's not much characters to choose from. I mean, yes, there is. I mean, there's a whole bunch of characters, but I don't see this game selling well. I mean, I know it's going to, but I just can't see a decent reason for it to sell well. Delicate balance of the Triforce has been disrupted, and Hyrule Kingdom is once again being torn apart by a dark power. This time led by Sorceress Seer. The heroic Link carves through a huge onslaught of enemies as he executes flashy moves with combat attack. See, I don't see the point. See, this from what they said, this could be a new fucking Zelda game. I mean, I know they've got a new Zelda game coming out, which I haven't had a chance to watch a trailer for, which I do want to watch because everyone's saying how nice it looks. Still not going to make me buy a Wii U. There's enough decent games from what I've seen for the Wii U to make me want to buy one. But just having to use that fucking controller, the pad, the tablet thing, it's like, yeah, no thanks, mate. I don't really want to. I need a proper controller like an adult. This marks the first time that many or other iconic characters from the Legend of Zelda franchise are playable for any length of time, including Princess Zelda, Impa, and Midna. Protect and reclaim recognizable landmarks from multiple games in Legends of Zelda series, including such classic areas like Hyrule Field and the Palace of Twilight. I think that's where they sacrifice Kirsten Stewart. Push back armies of classic enemies from the Legend of Zelda, as well as powerful enemies making their debut in Hyrule Warriors. Advance the story to unlock new playable characters, such as each with their unique moves and weapon types. Collect rupees and other useful items to upgrade weapons and craft badges, which players can be used to bolster each warrior's abilities. Two warriors are better than one. Better battle armies with a friend in co-op mode, one person playing on the TV and the other on the gamepad, providing each player with his or her own screen. So, you know, it sounds fun. You know, it's going to be, you know, a sort of, trust. I can see people, doing some sort of professional Hyrule competition. I mean, I know they have, like, for Mario Kart and Smash Brothers, they have, like, semi-professional, I'm using air quotes here, like, professional stuff. It's like, yeah, interest. I play Pokemon at tournaments. I don't really consider that sort of professional stuff. It's just going there to play a game and have some fun. That's all you're doing, really, to be honest. You know, you put too much emphasis in the competitive stuff, and then you take away the fun, pretty much. Here we go. Just double checking all the stuff that I've got. I know I've got actually 5 minutes before I need to take a break, but I want to finish off the Nintendo stuff, so I might go a bit past the first before the first break. Kirby and the Rainbow Curse confirmed. Canvas Curse successor featuring plasticine characters. Nintendo has revealed that Kirby and the Rainbow Curse for the Wii U. The game appears to be a successor to DS title Kirby Canvas Curse, also known as Kirby Power Paintbrush, and once again has players guiding Kirby by drawing lines for him to follow with the Wii U stylus. How boring is that? Read from the fact sheet. It says, do you have the magic touch? Then guide Kirby as he sets off on a grand adventure in a hand-sculpted clay world. Draw lines on the screen, touch for the Wii U pad, gamepad. Control it or create rainbow-coloured clay ropes to move Kirby around freely or tap him to attack enemies, blast through obstacles. Transformations include a submarine, rocket, tank. In underwater levels, Kirby dons a swim mask. In his power, if his power level gets too low, a clay bandage appears on his head. Kirby comes to life in the world of clay, which creates a beautiful backdrop for Kirby's adventure. You can take control of Kirby with a stroke of a stylus and draw on the gamepad touch screen to guide Kirby through. Yeah, it's you know, touch control. I mean, yeah, just it's like what's that candy game with that little monster? Shit, I can't fucking remember. But yeah, it's Kirby, you know, coming to the Wii U. It's fun-ish, I think, I guess. I'm not too fussed. Here we go. Yeah, this will finish off the first part of the show. Miyamoto making a new Star Fox game for the Wii U. Title reportedly at least a year away, may launch in multiple parts. Okay, that sounds interesting, but not in a good way. Shigeru Miyamoto is making a new Star Fox game for the Wii U. We originally began working with Star Fox back on the Wii, and we had a small group of, wow, that's a long time ago, a small group of people experimenting with it for many years, maybe about 6 years, but we didn't find an idea that really brought that together for the Wii. How, I love this, right? These people are getting so much money to sit there and think about new concepts. There hasn't been that many Star Fox games. I mean, it was like three. Because I had one on my DS. And now we have the Star Fox 64, which we can get on the 3DS. And there was the original Star Fox on the Super Nintendo, I think it was. But yeah, there's not been that many Star Fox games. You can do something that doesn't fit the norm because it's Star Fox. I mean, yes, we had that Star Fox game where it was like a role-play game, which was like him on fighting dinosaurs, I think. It was like a piece of shit game, that was. But, you know, just, I don't know. But yeah, this is a... fuck off with this bloody thing. There we go. Hang on, sorry. What the fuck is going on with this damn thing? That would help if I actually pressed the right button. Yeah, sorry. The internet's so slow today. I think there's like so much shit going on with the E3. I'm on the pages for the for the websites for CVG and stuff, and it's like just non-stop lag. So we moved to experiment with the Wii U using some of the same assets. It's been maybe 6 to 10 months that we've been experimenting with it. According to Time, players control the R-Wing with gamepads, analog sticks, while aiming and firing with using motion controls. The ship can morph into a land tank or ground-based vehicle. Into a land tank for ground-based combat. Miyamoto's team has also created a new two-player co-op two player. The lag on these sites is so long. Two player vehicle mode using motion controls. One player pilots and a helicopter like craft, while the other controls a tiny robot which can be dropped from a tether to be rolled around a limited area in order to retrieve items and attack foes. That sounds shit. The designer told Time the project is still at least a year away, and that is unclear how it will be released. We take a different approach, so that rather than one big title, we have multiple releases that are connected through different missions. He says, if I was to describe the Star Fox series up till now as being sort of a movie series, I'd describe the new approach as something that's more like a TV series for Star Fox, which could be interesting, to be honest, but I don't know. I mean, broken up into parts, it's just... I mean, I love a new Star Fox game, but the thing is that I don't want to play it on the Wii U. That's my whole, problem with this sort of thing. But I mean, to be honest, it's everyone's problem with the fucking the Wii U. No one wants to play on it because it's a Wii U. But we're getting the game, so maybe that will turn their heads and... I don't know. I mean, Zelda... is probably a year away. This is probably a year and a half away, and it still feels too little, too late. I mean, it's like you should have had this shit going out the fucking door. But I don't know. I mean, new Star Fox, yay, whatever. I'm not too fast, to be honest. It's not something I'm super pumped for. I mean, I'd love to play it, but we need to see it first. But I don't know. I'm just sort of speculating. I make my judgments when I do see it and see what it's like. But I mean, I'm not that fussed about what Nintendo does, to be honest. I mean, I've played a Mario; they're all the same. I've played Zelda; pretty much all the same. There's nothing new. It's not. There's nothing there, really, to be honest. But yeah, I'm going to go for a break now because I need a break and I need another drink. But I'll be back in about 10 minutes or so. I'll let you have a listen to these messages, and I'll see you soon.
That combination of and
Ashley, you're from England, so we're not really sure what asshole number you would be. We just know it would be at least two extra numbers and one extra dash.
Yeah,
that's all we know for sure. Yeah. It's a sort of country code.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to have a go.
If you'd like to Skype in, it's Antisocial Gamer Radio, all one word.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Well, that's where they started, yeah. But a priest biting another priest's ear off?
Colorado Dickhead said, did you see the dude in Texas who beat the minister to death with an electric guitar? You hear about that?
An electric? What do they have, a slide guitar down there? They don't have electric guitars down there?
It was Monsignor Hendrix who did it. I just made that up. Thanks, Colorado Dickhead.
Father Clapton. Goes ape shit.
Brother Becht.
Friar Ray Vaughan goes ape shit in church. Now that's a big news.
Rabbi Little Richards.
No one going Keith Richards.
Father Van Halen. Yeah, very nice. Yeah, Eddie Van Halo.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Monday nights, 7 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Yeah, you can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You can't sell that milk.
Why is that? Like, I can not tell.
I got pain. That's all I hear. Yo, I got pain.
I got pain.
I'ma smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on More Like Radio.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at CZWrestling.com. That's CZWrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
Listen to More Like Radio every Tuesday night for the answer to this question that's on everybody's lips.
What does the trunk say?
On your fuck. Oof. Ah!
What the trunk say?
I'm not one that judges penises.
Blah, 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 blah.
I can't understand what the...
What does the trunk say?
Do it in a bourbon barrel. I am all over the goddamn place, okay? Oh, let me, excuse me,
What the trunk say?
I will fucking do that. I think that's enough of the racism there. Okay.
What does the trunk say?
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays 6 to 8 p.m. only on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for the Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of peace at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about Olive fucking Garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh my god, what are you doing?
I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on the Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Sweet Chim Pokemon doll.
Please. Chim Pokemon dolls are so last week.
What? Yeah, dude, don't you know? It's all about the Chim Pokemon video game now. Did you bring your special Chim Pokemon game controller? Huh? No.
Oh, you didn't get a special Chim Pokemon game controller. Jesus Christ.
Chim Pokemon, what is primary objective?
To destroy the evil power.
I've got to buy all the Chim Pokemon so I can destroy the evil power.
Oh, damn it.
I've got to buy them all. So first I'd better go to Hawaii and visit Pearl Harbor. Go! I must buy them all!
We must buy them all!
Try to bum the haba!
So the video game gave Kenny a seizure! Dude, this game rules!
And welcome back to part two of Antisocial Game Radio, live on MoreLikeRadio.com. So before the break, I did a bunch of Sony stuff. Did a bunch of sort of Nintendo stuff, sort of, you know, talked about all the bits and pieces they've got. I want to be happy for Nintendo. If it actually does, turn them around and benefits them, then good. But I don't know. I mean, I'm waiting for stuff. But I'll go into some other bits and pieces that I've found, because I've got so much stuff to talk about. And I've got less than an hour to do it. But yeah, here's from Games Radar. Forza Horizon 2 announced for Xbox One. And that should have been all. Everyone suspected that it was coming soon. In fact, I predicted it right here. This is from the what the bloke's writing, he says. But Forza Horizon, the open-world spin-off from Turn 10's racing series... Racing Sim series Forza Motorsport is indeed getting a sequel, as reported by CVG News. It's going to be set in Southern Europe, featuring incredible vistas, according to its primary developer Playground Games, and changeable weather. It will be released on Xbox One. Yay! Wait, I'm not finished yet. It's also coming to the Xbox 360. And now I think that makes the announcement platform too long. Forza Motorsports 5 was a game one. It was a day one game on Xbox One and was a big part of the launch lineup. In fact, it was arguably the console's biggest exclusive title. Before Titanfall crashed out of the sky. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, but you couldn't buy Forza 5 on Xbox 360, and that was crucial to the appeal of both the game and the console itself. Which is bullshit, to be honest, considering the fact that Forza 5 came out with less cars and basically half of what was in Forza 4. But I don't know. It seems to overlook this shit, which is, it's quite funny, considering that I talked a lot. I think I either talked about a lot of stuff that was wrong with Forza 5, or about, I just read a bunch of articles about it. The fact that all the cars were sort of behind paywalls and you couldn't access any of the decent stuff unless you put money into it. That's basically paywall. And now they're putting out, they're putting out a free Nuremberg track for Forza 5. It's just like they're trying to throw free stuff at you because they know they fucked up with what they did with Forza 5. It's quite funny the fact that I was watching the trailer for this and it said, coming exclusively to the Xbox, to Xbox. And I'm like, it's a Forza game. They've always been exclusive to Xbox and to Microsoft. They haven't come out on anything else. And it just really, really makes me laugh when they come out with this bullshit. But yeah, Forza Horizon 2, good, I guess. I mean, I think John from Hippotrose, he had the first one, the first Forza Horizon. I didn't bother playing it because I wasn't too fussed. I mean, I was happy with Forza 4. So if you loved the first one, pick this up, The only way to get more of these games, if you do. Let's find some more information. Okay, let's have a look. All right. Oh, nope. There we go. Yes. Okay. Where's... here we go. Yeah. Nope. Where's it? Here we go. Yes. Crackdown. Crackdown announced for Xbox One with a trailer, which was actually quite good, to be honest. Game being overseen by former Real Time Worlds and Crackdown creative director Dave Jones. Microsoft has announced a new Crackdown game for Xbox One. The game is being built by a Scottish tech startup called CloudGene, especially Cloud Engine, was founded in 2012 by former Real Time Worlds and Crackdown creator Dave Jones. Microsoft said the new iteration of the open world action series features a whole new campaign, fully playable in co-op users, and uses Xbox Live to power a city that isn't just an exciting place to play, but it's a part of your destructive arsenal. It also promises to deliver a revolutionary new multiplayer experience. So, wow, goodies. That's pretty much it. But yeah, I mean, I like Crackdown. Crackdown 2 was a letdown on what Crackdown 1 was. But I mean, Crackdown, I think Crackdown 1 was pretty amazing of what you could do. It was literally the ultimate collectible thing. I mean, I think I've got a copy of it somewhere lying around that I occasionally pick, chuck on my Xbox. But yeah, it was a really, really fun game. It was literally, you could spend hours and hours and days trying to find all the orbs to, make you jump higher. And, I maxed out several of my characters that I played as. And this is a really, really fun game. And, it's worth picking up when it does come out. This new one, but I mean, they showed us a trailer and it looks it's Crackdown. It's the same shit that we've seen before. This is what makes me wonder. Ask for the question for next week: if next gen games really are next gen games, if it's not just prettier graphics, if it's supposed to feel like a next gen game. But I mean, as you listeners will listen to me now, you could pull from previous experience of previous consoles and use that as your example. But I would really love to know what you think. Let's find some more stuff. Okay. Oh, here we go. Yes. For all you Halo fans out there, Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta launching November 2014. Guaranteed access included with the upcoming Master Chief Collection. Microsoft will launch a Halo 5 Guardians multiplayer beta in 2014. The company made the announcement during its E3 press conference in LA yesterday. Guaranteed access to the beta will include the newly announced Halo the Master Chief Collection, which launched on Xbox One on November the 11th. Halo 5 Guardians set to release in 2015, coincided with the launch of the Halo television series produced in collaboration with Steven Spielberg. 343 Studios General Manager Bonnie Ross has said of Halo 5, certainly there are some elements carried over from prior games, but we've invested a huge effort into retooling our tech to take full advantage of the Xbox One hardware and ecosystem to create worlds and experiences worthy of next gen. It's weird. When I say about stuff like this, the created worlds and tech and experience and stuff, I really want to break down all those conversations and sort of talk about that. I'll probably do that in a future show. I mean, because it does interest me. It's like how they think about how we think about how we think about what they think. You work that one out. So she said, Carol's saying, it's a game that hopefully demonstrate the talent, learnings, and abilities of the 434 Industries. A game that will incorporate the things we learned from Halo 4 about technology, aesthetics, performance, and scale. And perhaps more importantly, understanding and embracing a community of gamers who love what lies at the heart of this game and the limitless potential of the Halo universe. I wouldn't say limitless potential, since the fact that from what the Halo games I've played, it's pretty much the same way all the way through. But I've seen the trailer. It didn't really show much. But I say it's just... I'm not that fast. I say it's Halo, to be honest. It's weird. I just clicked on so many damn articles. Half of them seem to be all the same anyway. But yeah, this is go over this one. This is a Microsoft exclusive. Sunset Overdrive coming October 28th. Now, this looks a lot of fun, actually. I wasn't too sure about this last year because literally all we think we all got was a trailer, but we had some gameplay footage that was during the press conference, and it does look like a lot of fun. Sunset Overdrive will release on October 28th in North America. Insomniac Games revealed at Microsoft's E3 briefing yesterday. The Xbox One exclusive will launch October 30th in Australia and New Zealand, and we'll get it the day after in Europe, October 31st. So we get Halloween, that's cool. It will feature a single-player campaign as well as up to 8-player co-op mode called Chaos Squad, where players can band together to kill monsters across Sunset City and earn loot. That sounds a lot of fun. I can imagine JJ getting this game. He'd love this game. I'll message JJ and tend to have a look at this game because I think he'd love this, actually. Might be one worth me picking up as well when I do get my Xbox One sometime next year. Sunset Overdrive lets you and up to 7 players team up on Xbox Live in an action-packed online mode called Chaos Squad. Players join together to cause havoc throughout the city, voting on the series of missions with a risk-reward mechanic. Do they boost the chaos level of the city, increasing both the difficulty and the potential rewards, or do they take a team power-up, sacrificing some rewards to make things easier? For the way gamers are, I'd say we increase the difficulty and get better rewards. That's how gamers think. Culminating in a cooperative version of Night Defense, successful players unlock big rewards, including in-game cash, overcharge, crafting recipes, new weapons, and vanity items. The seamless transition between the campaign and the Chaos Squad lets you keep your newfound winnings across all game modes. Powered by Xbox One, Chaos Squad lets you switch from campaign to online players and back virtually instantly. That's cool. It sounds fun. Really does. And it looks nice as well. What else we got? Let's have a look. Okay, let's find some more stuff on Nintendo. From Microsoft. Here we go. Here we go. Yeah, Dead Rising 3 gets Capcom 31st Anniversary Arcade Mode DLC. It's available now. I saw the trailer for this. I'm not that impressed, to be honest. But, I mean, it's not really... it's Dead Rising, so you don't really take it seriously. But it's something, all right? I'll carry on. The Xbox One version of Dead Rising 3 has received new DLC to celebrate Capcom's 31st Anniversary. Entitled Super Ultra Dead Rising 3 Arcade Remix Hyper Edition X Plus Alpha. I know it's an inside joke, but they're sort of ripping on the old Street Fighter stuff, but it's quite funny, actually. It offers arcade-style gameplay for up to 4 players in co-op. Each player will be able to dress up as a number of classic Capcom characters, such as Hagar from Final Fight, Ryu from Street Fighter, and Tofu from Resident Evil, which would be sweet, actually. The DLC is available from download now. No price was confirmed. It was recently confirmed that Dead Rising 3 will be coming to PC. However, Microsoft has stated that this DLC is exclusive to the Xbox One. Set 10 years after its predecessor, Dead Rising 3, now new protagonist Nick Ramos, a young mechanic tasked with escaping a city full of zombies before an impending military strike wipes it off the map. Its release was followed by the launch of 4 episodic DLC packs, each of which include new playable characters, weapons, and vehicles. Yeah, so you're getting some DLC, and it's available right now. So go and pick it up. If it's free, pick it up, because it's free. All right, let's have a look. More stuff. Okay, this keeps going. If I can keep scrolling on the fucking thing, it'd be helpful. Okay, let's have a look. This I can't be asked to go to the article, I'll just tell you anyway. Dark Souls is now free on Xbox Live Games with Gold, so pick it up. Dark Souls 2 is better than Dark Souls, but it's worth a pickup. It's free, it's fun. It's a good game. It's a good game. It's hard as balls, but it's pretty fun. Nothing. Here we go. Evolve. Here we go. This JJ will love this. See, I'm a bit wary about Evolve. I didn't really bother paying too much attention to it, but it looks fun. But it just seems like it's going to be very boring very quickly from what I've seen. Evolve to get exclusive beta and timed DLC on Xbox One. Turtle Rock's multiplayer shooter offers early access to Xbox on your Xbox owners. The news came as part of a new trailer for the game shown during Microsoft's press conference. Blending cooperative and competitive multiplayer experiences as a team of four hunters face off against a single-player controlled monster on an alien planet in the distant future. Evolve is the largest, it's the latest game from Turtle Rock Studios, creator of Left 4 Dead. It will launch with multiple monsters, hunters, game modes, and more than a dozen maps. My whole problem with it is the fact that it's the whole four-on-one. That just seems so dull and boring. I mean, this is from the people who did Left 4 Dead, and they've made it work. But I'm sort of like, it just doesn't feel like I want it to feel. I mean, I'm probably not going to pick this up anyway, now that I think about it, but I'm like, it just doesn't seem to be, I don't know. I thought it was going to be better than that. I mean, it sounds like fun. I was sort of going to hope it was going to be like, Brute Force, whatever that game was on the original Xbox, where it was like four different players and you could swap in and out of them. But 2K has announced on a worldwide Evolve release date of October 21st on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, and PC. So basically, when it does come out, you know, pick it up like you should if you want to buy it, if you like it. Apart from that, it's not really, I don't know, my cup of tea, to be honest. The premise looks good. Don't get me wrong, it just seems a bit boring, to be honest. It's piggy in the middle or tag or something. It's like, yeah, once everyone's had a turn at being it, it's like, okay, yeah, now what? You just keep doing it and doing it and doing it until you wear yourself out. This seems to be, I don't know. We'll see what these game modes hold, and I don't know, we'll see. That's pretty much it for Microsoft stuff. I mean, the Sony stuff, there's few and far between, because I haven't really bothered to watch the press conference of PlayStation yet, but I will, so I'll talk about some stuff next week. So we'll leave Sony alone for the moment, because I've got a whole bunch of other bits and pieces that I do want to talk about. Where we go? Yes. Where was that? Here we go, yeah. New Lara Croft game. Rise of the Tomb Raider. Lara's Brutal Reboot gets an even darker sequel. Now, I've seen the trailer for this, and it looks really, really good. Lara's back for another terrible time. Rise of the Tomb Raider, the sequel to the 2013's reboot, has been unveiled by way of a trailer at Microsoft's 2014 E3 press conference. Have things improved for Lara since her brutalizing accidental holiday in the Pacific? No, not at all. In fact, they appear to have got worse. I'm gonna have to find out how much the super high def whatever version of the Tomb Raider game is costing. If it's a decent amount, if it's a decently low price, I might pick it up and play it again, because Tomb Raider game was great. It was really, really fun. But I'll give it a go. It's something to play, to be honest. Have things improved for Lara since... I've read that bit. At the start of the trailer, she's in therapy, talking through the trauma inflicted by her first adventure. Or rather, she's not. She's sitting sullenly under the shadow of a hoodie, but does not fear that this is going to turn into a David Cage-style inspection simulator. Amid the conversation, we get flashes of her next escapade, and it looks like it might be even darker than the first. And it looks amazing. I really want to play this when it comes out. I'm going to get it straight away, because Tomb Raider from last year was really good, and this one should be pretty good as well. I mean, hopefully it comes out either next year or the year after. I mean, I don't really mind waiting, but I don't really want to wait. I want to play it now. let's have a look what we got here. I mean, it's weird. They sort of, I mean, looking at the screenshot now, they sort of made a slightly older and prettier. I mean, she was good looking in the recent one, but I mean, it's sort of, they've made her look a few years older. I mean, because she was like 18 or 19, with last year's game. But I mean, this one, she looks sort of like, I don't know, mid to early 20s. It looks good. It looks really well. Really nice. Here we go. Yeah. Now, this is something that I'm going to talk about for a few seconds. EA's got the sports games out. We've got NHL 15 gameplay released. And the game looks really, really, really good. And I'm sort of... There's a whole big thing with the sports games recently. With the golf game, it's not even called Tiger Woods anymore. It's called PGA Tour again. EA put out this trailer. But yeah, EA Sports has released the first gameplay trailer for the NHL 2015. Though the trailer does not show what the game looks like while being played, it does show cutscenes rendered using in-game engine. This is the third NHL created, game created for next-gen systems with greatly improved graphics over the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 entries. Last week, EA Sports released the first screenshots of the Xbox One and PlayStation 4 version of NHL 15. The screenshot shows Joe Thornton of the San Jose Sharks seemingly getting ready to get into a face-off with an opponent. EA Sports has previously said that it has utilized the power of the new console to give its latest ice hockey sim a significant boost in physics techs. For the first time in any sports game, real-world physics affect every player, even though every on-ice collision with the new 12 player NHL collision physics, utilizing the power of next-gen consoles and building critically acclaimed NHL collision physics system. Every play on ice will be better than the last, and be worth playing. I mean, I'm going to pick it up. I want to buy this. I want to buy FIFA 15. I want to buy the PGA Tour. It's just so I can have literally the one of everything sports games on my console. Really. I won't leave something out because I'm talking about it. Madden NFL 15 promises much more fun in defense. So I scroll down, fucking ads on the side of the page. Madden 15 has been shown off at E3 with impressive gameplay footage. The series has been attempting to more and more to convey the emotions of the gridiron action, but this year the game will feature hundreds of new player reactions, which all play out on the field in real time, as opposed to the pre-scripted cutscenes of previous titles. Also new will be an improved defensive system, complete with defensive player lock cameras and an all-new arsenal of pass rush moves designed to offer you more control than ever before. And where before you might consider yourself a liability, this time around, everyone should have fun when in defense. With even more crunching tackles, NFL films inspired camera angles and six new gameplay views to cycle through the snap. NFL 15 is due out on October 26th of this year. So if you want to get it, get it. Here we go. Talk about FIFA, and I've got like PGA as well, so I'll knock that all out, and that'll be that one. That's all the sports stuff sorted. EA Sports has released the first gameplay trailer for FIFA 15, and it doesn't really show anything. The video reveals the newest installment slogan, "Fill the Game," and it shows in-game cutscenes. This is what David Rutter from FIFA executive producer said. He says, "We want our fans to feel the highs and lows of the drama that is football, and experience the emotional roller coaster that plays out during a match. We're now able to immerse you in the game and let the story of the match unfold based on new commentary, crowd activity, and the natural reactions of the players, which make every game unique." CVG's newly published FIFA 15 preview explains how the game tracks all 22 players' emotional states from the first minute to the 94th, with visual feedback to every tiny on-pitch event. It's like a slider chance past the post when through on the goal with Sergio Aguero, which I really should. What the fuck is what's dumbass cunt like this? I've seen the trailer, and it's basically just talking about how the game plays, and it's basically the same shit with all the other sports games. But I mean, what I really want to talk about is PGA Tour. Where's the fucking thing? Hang on a second. God, where did I put that fucking thing? One sec. But yeah, God. I say I've got so many of these articles. I'm trying to find it. It's a pain in the ass. It really is. Destiny. Nope. One second. Shit. Oh, here we go. Yes. Got it. I found it. EA Sports PGA Tour includes fantasy courses. Scroll too far. EA Sports has released a tense trailer for its next PGA Tour golf game. The next game in the series will make the use of the Frostbite 3 engine and will enable players to explore every part of each course. The game will also feature fantasy courses with dramatic over-the-top set pieces. I think it's because they're taking Tiger Woods off the name now. They don't have to worry about that sort of shit. In the teaser video, the player lines up to drive a ball over the sea, clearing it over a massive battleship on fire. In April April last year, it was reported that Tiger Woods PGA Tour 15 was going to be cancelled, with the series taking a year off. The announcement would appear to debunk these claims. However, it's clear that the series is being taken in a different direction. Yeah, because basically Tiger fucked up by fucking every whore he could find. So I'm like, yeah, we're leaving you in the dust, mate, with your $1 billion. But yeah, I mean, golf game, I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to pick up the golf. I'm going to pick up the football. I'm going to pick up... I want to get the baseball. I want to get MLB, the show, whatever the fuck that is. But yeah, I want to have a whole bunch of stuff. But let's talk about some decent stuff. We didn't get much of this. I'm just trying to find where I put the bloody article. One sec. We got some talk about this. Star Wars Battlefront. Now, I am looking forward to this, and we've barely seen anything. But I mean, if they can promise what they're saying they're going to do, then I am all on board for this game, and I will be having hours and hours and hours and days and days and days of fun of this game. Yeah, Star Wars Battlefront teases Hoth and Endor. More information coming in spring 2015. DICE gave its first peek at the Star Wars Battlefront in action at EA's media briefing yesterday. The video shows the attention to detail the studio took by photographing props and visiting film locations for the original trilogy. Yeah, it's a really good trailer, actually. It ends with a cutscene. It ends with the scenes of snowspeeders skidding the surface of Hoth and a rebel trooper fleeing Imperials on Endor. Some of its first gameplay snippets of the game yet. EA says it will show more of Star Wars Battlefront in spring 2015. So I'm going to guess at GDC, I think. Yeah, I mean, this game looks amazing. I mean, the Hoth battle. We're going to be doing that again and again and again and over and over and over, because that's like the best battle. That's like the best fight scene in Star Wars. And you know, the Endor on the snowspeeders. It's like, that looks so amazing. It's literally, you know, I know it's a bad example, but it was a Star Wars game that came out. It was an arcade game, I think. I don't know, 25 years ago. I can't remember what it was. It was like, I mean, I think I played it when I was on holiday in Wales, and I played it at like this sort of arcade machine that was down one of my local markets. And it basically, the first mission, you were in a speeder and you were sort of trying to dodge the trees, but it was like, it wasn't a head-on view, it was like a side isometric type view. But yeah, that was quite fun. And then I think it's like some other stuff. But yeah, if this game is going to be as good as they want it to look, and it's going to be detailed and everything, we could be in good line for some new Star Wars actual flight simulator games if this is going to be as good as I hope it's going to be. But I say, I'm really looking forward to playing this. It's going to be really, really, really good. But other stuff I do want to talk about, because it's on my list of stuff that I want to tell you about. Far Cry 4. How awesome is this game going to be? Now, we got the trailer. It's like a 5-minute sort of... It's like the first couple of minutes of the game. Amazing, amazing, amazing. I'm hoping this does it for me. This, you know, there's so many good games coming out this year. Choosing a game of the year is going to be really tough, but really, really fun to do. I mean, like, the trailer starts off, you're on a bus. I can't remember what the hell your character's name is, but... Yeah, you start off on this bus going through the sort of Himalayan mountains, and then you get stopped at this checkpoint. But you're talking to this guy on the bus, and he gives you your passport, and he puts some money in it or something. But yeah, it's like something happens, and then basically these guards stop shooting at the bus and killing people. And then basically you jump out the back of the bus, because there's like some sort of gunmen that jump out sort of before you, the whole bus gets shot. So basically, you're standing there, like in the dirt, and then this helicopter comes down with the bad guy we've all seen from the box cover, the sort of purpley suit, the sort of Anderson Cooper bloke. But yeah, you're sort of standing there, and then he sort of chats to this guy. He puts his arm around one of his own soldiers, and chats to him. He pulls out this like pen. I think it's a pen or like a knife. But then he sort of basically pushes into the ground and does a Joe Pesci in Casino and starts stabbing the shit out of him. But then it's funny and how this guy I think is scarier than not Hoyt. Who was the other guy from Far Cry 3? The one whose sister you were fucking all the way through. But yeah, it's this guy is creepily scary. But yeah, and he's talking, the guy's on the floor and then he talks to you. And then, he puts his arm around you and takes a fucking selfie, which I thought was the funniest thing. But then literally he puts a bag over your head and you get chucked in some truck. But this game is going to be really, really good. I can't wait to play it. I mean, I think I've got some news articles on it. I'll have a look one sec. But yeah, I mean, trying to find, trying to describe this is, wrong article. But yeah, I'll go about that article. I've got about 20 minutes left and I need to get this shit done in about 15. Okay, one sec. Where's it gone? I had it earlier. But yeah, I mean, no, I may well just stay on this. But yeah, it does look really good. And I mean, this article I'm going to read now is about the co-op. So that might explain a bit more. A 7-minute Far Cry 4 video walkthrough video has been released following the game's full unveiling at Ubisoft's E3 press conference. The upcoming open world shooter trades tropical jungles for previous series entry for fictional Himalayan country of Kryat. Players can take on the role. Here's the name. Players take on the role of AJ. AJ Gale, who is returning to the country of his birth to scatter his mother's ashes before he gets embroiled in a civil war. Now, this could be good. There's no real tie down for the character, so whatever you do will be, choose your own adventure, sort of. The demo introduces an eagle, one of the number of new threats that can attack from above or below. For the first time in the series, Far Cry 4 plays with verticality more than the past series entries. Introduces some new tools such as the grapple to help players traverse its mountainous regions. Players can drive, shoot at similarly with one-handed weapons, while a new stealth weapon called the elbow crossbow is described as more versatile than the Far Cry 3's bow, which I actually liked, although it sacrifices some range. Some range for rapid fire, which is okay. You just get in close and just sort of, pop them in the head. Elephants can also be weaponized in many different ways, according to the walkthrough. While the co-op in Far Cry 3 was a separate experience from the campaign, which I never played, to be honest, Far Cry 4 is drop-in, drop-out, allowing a friend to join you in your game world. Oh, God, I get tired from reading all this stuff. When they do join, all the solo missions are turned off, leaving the pair of you with all of the open world toys like the outposts, the fortresses, and the towers. All progress made as a pair is saved within the game. Ubisoft has announced that an exclusive PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3 co-op feature, Keys to Kryat, will allow owners to invite a few friends to join you in the game. And if they haven't picked it up yet. So basically, if you don't have the game, you can jump in and play it with these people. The Far Cry 4 release date is November 18th in North America and November 21st in Europe. I might have to take another week off work to play this. Because I plan on taking a week off in depth for Destiny. But I say playing this, I'm hoping I'm off that day. But yeah, I mean, this game is going to be so good. I can't wait to play it. What else have we got? Let's have a look. Just trying to find stuff. Okay, yeah, here we go. Because I've got a few minutes left, and I want to get all this shit done. Yeah, Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Warfare gameplay video shown. And I scroll past too fast around the bloody page. Here we go. Yeah, Microsoft and Activision have shown the first gameplay footage of Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. The footage shown during Microsoft's E3 conference shows a battle taking place in South Korea. The player character Mitchell drops down into in a Korean city along with his fellow squadmates and engages with a number of enemies using advanced technology. These include large mech-like walkers and a swarm of bat-like drones. Now, the graphics on this, because I think it was shown on the Xbox One, it does look really, really good. And I want to get it. I do. But my whole, I mean, it, my whole worry about this is depends on the topic for next week. It's like, you know, does next gen mean next gen, or is it, should be, I mean, should we be all getting just new IPs, or does it make it a next gen because it has prettier graphics? That's what I want to know. It sort of, I don't know, jabs at me. But it's Call of Duty. It looks really good. I mean, my jaw was dropped when I was watching this thing. But yeah, it was really, really good. Mass Effect. I've got sort of whizzing through this because I'm sort of trying to get as much information to you from me, from these people, as possible. Mass Effect 4 conceptual prototype footage shown. Latest series entry to introduce fresh characters and a new region of space. EA has shown the first conceptual footage, conceptual prototype footage of Mass Effect 4. The game is somewhere in the middle stage of development, BioWare Montreal studio director Yannick Roy said in May. Last November, BioWare published a series of tweets teasing the next chapter of Mass Effect, promising new characters to fall in love with, new enemies to encounter, and new worlds to explore. But yeah, the following month, BioWare Edmonton and Montreal game general manager Aaron Flynn said the next Mass Effect game was in a playable state and coming along nicely. Great time playing the Mass Effect game in Montreal, he teased. Ambitious, beautiful, fresh but recognisable, and fun. Which is basically what we want. BioWare Montreal's taken over development duties on Mass Effect. duties. Mass Effect with original developer BioWare Edmonton now working on a brand new IP. The story of Mass Effect 4 won't relate to Shepard or the events of the previous three games, while the new title will share core systems with BioWare's next game, Dragon Age Inquisition. In early March, Flynn said BioWare has discussed the possibility of remastering Mass Effect Trilogy for Xbox One and PlayStation 4. Listings for Mass Effect Trilogy on the new console surfaced on the Chilean retail website in April. Yeah, I mean, several things. I mean, I'm looking forward to Mass Effect 4. Remastering it just for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, I don't see the point. I mean, yeah, it's been out and, you know, whatever. I mean, that's the thing. We're sort of slipping into that zone where everything's getting remade just because it's appeared on bigger systems. But I say, how does that affect, you know, that's another question. How does that affect us as well? Is it, you know, remakes versus HD button presses, you know? I don't know. It's one of those comparisons. What would you rather have? Would you rather have your PlayStation 4 version of Metro 2033, or would you have it as it was on the original PlayStation and Xbox? It's up to you, to be honest, but let's find some stuff. I've got Assassin's Creed looking at me. Let's try and find some Assassin's Creed stuff to wrap the show up with. If I can. Did I find anything? Yeah, some Assassin's Creed stuff. I mean, we've got tons of trailers out. Assassin's Creed Unity's Paris, same size as historical city. Ubisoft dev discuss more natural free-running moves. The Paris of Assassin's Creed Unity is the same as the French capital at the time of the Revolution. Ubisoft revealed at its E3 media briefing Monday, while the previous cities in the franchise were rendered a third of the scale, filling the city out with accessible buildings, interiors meant Ubisoft needed to create a more historical-sized city. Now, this game is sort of set during the French Revolution. It looks so good as well. And that's what I'm wondering. It's like, is this a next-gen game, even though it's just basically Assassin's Creed, but with prettier graphics? Developers also briefly touched on the smooth new movements of Unity's protagonist assassins. Motion bringing moves like diagonal wall runs, which I actually was quite nice, because the movement of this character is really good. It's different to what we've played as before, but it's a lot of fun. Expanded learning options will let the assassins scale the city more naturally than ever, with less need for conventional hay bales. Players can try to move on their own or in online on their own or in online missions made specifically for multiplayer. Ubisoft announced in an earlier conference that the Assassin's Creed Unity release date is October 28th on the PC, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. I mean, we still haven't heard about this other Assassin's Creed game is, so we don't really know what that's going to be yet either. I mean, I'm looking forward to finding out. But, I mean, this one's going to have, like, four-player co-op, I think, drop-in, drop-out, I believe. And it's going to be really good. It's, you know, me and a bunch of other people playing it, all be different assassins, and, you know, have tons of fun with it, which is basically what we should do. Okay, the show's about to end, because obviously I've got a few minutes left, so I need to try and find, let's see if I can find one more article. Yeah, here we go. This is time to wet your whistle. Titanfall 2 in development for PlayStation 4, report says. EA and Respawn working on multi-platform sequel WSJ says, the Wall Street Journal says. Titanfall released exclusively on the Xbox One and PC in March with an Xbox 360 version following in April. A report in March similarly claimed that publisher Electronic Arts and developer Respawn Entertainment would create a multi-platform sequel to the multiplayer shooter. Yeah, because it did so well and everyone wants to play it. According to the Wall Street Journal source, Titanfall's follow-up is currently in the planning stages. Respawn Entertainment co-founder Vince Zampella confirmed in October that the studio plans to create games for PlayStation 4, just not the first Titanfall, because money was tight. Respawn Entertainment will hand out will be on hand at EA's E3 2014 presence Titanfall this June, blah 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 blah. Yeah, so basically we're going to get a new Titanfall for the PlayStation 4, and yay, happy fun time. This pretty much wraps it up for me today, as there was so much news and stuff to sort through and stuff I've told you, and craziness at all. But yeah, so don't forget, coming up after me when I finish, it's Alcohol by Volume, followed by Unsigned Hype, and then we have Dutch and Royce finishing out the night. But yeah, so if you want to get in touch with the show, it's Antisocial Gamer Radio on Skype. Also, your email is antisocialgamerradio@yahoo.co.uk. Also, you can join our Facebook group, which I highly recommend, because this week's question, I will be asking the question, and hopefully I'll get some decent answers. facebook.com/group/MLRGamerLobby. Also, facebook.com/AntisocialGamerRadio is our Facebook page. I'd appreciate the likes. Yes, I know we're up to 171. We've got a whole nice load of likes. But even more is more helpful, considering that how many thousands of people you listening and are on Facebook and downloading this. Don't forget, iTunes, More Like Radio. Leave a review. 5-star would be great. Also, follow us on Twitter @MLRGamerRadio. You know, what's the thing? When you follow us, let me know you're a real person, not a fucking bot. Would be helpful. I mean, I had some people add me to Skype the other day, and it's like nothing's happened with them, so I don't know if they're spot or they're spam or whatever. But you know, if you are following me because you want to follow me, and I'll follow you back as I do, just let me know that you've listened to the show. It makes it easier, makes me more interactive with the listeners, and you know that I know that you care, and that way I can care about you. But yeah, I say that's pretty much wraps it up for me this week. I'm going to watch a whole bunch of conferences over the weekend. And basically just sort of get into all the information for E3, and they'll do a nice wrap-up show for you next week. But I say this has been Antisocial Game Radio, and I am done. I'll see you next week.
Actually brought anything to the table?
Oh my God, what a bag of burden that British piece of shit was. Holy shit.
A woman can pilot.
From everyone here at BBC Radio 4, this is Alice Arnold, hoping that you sleep well and wishing you a very good night. Good night.
Area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Sierra, south at Sierra, south or southwest, or northwest, or northeast or east. Occasional rain, wintry showers, occasional rain, rain or showers, occasional rain, moderate or poor, becoming moderate.